You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Leila Sayedzadeh. Leila, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks for having me on your show, Brainerd.
Leila, let's talk about what you're doing now. I know you're in your studio in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah. As you know, due to current crisis because of coronavirus in New York, everyone should stay home. So I'm also staying home. And actually, I think it's a good time to dig into my work and just spend a lot of time to do art projects. Currently, I'm working in my home studio in Brooklyn, and right now I'm preparing for an upcoming show at El Gawemer Gallery in New York, curated by Roya Khajavi. And the theme of the show is based on all the stories, tales, music, manuscripts, and Persian miniature. I really like to have a theme to think about and make work based on that, and generally making work based on my personal experiences. And it seems the idea of migration in portable landscape could be brought to the work that I'm working on it now. So what am I thinking about is my location here in New York compared to my hometown, Tehran. I used to draw mountains surrounded the city in Tehran by observation. And then I created a group of installations made with hand-dyed fabrics. My mom and I had a project in our backyard in Tehran. She taught me tie-dye, and she taught me how to find the right material to dye, and also she helped me a lot in the process of dyeing. And in the beginning...
So tell me a little bit more about that, because that sounds really interesting. So this is in your backyard in Tehran. Your mother was an artist, or what was she teaching you actually about all these materials?
Actually, my mom is a housewife, and she has a lot of, you know, good information about materials, much better than me. And she knew it because it's a kind of technique that you can dye the white cartons at home when they became yellowish with blue pigment, and you can, you know, make them whiter and newer. This is one of the ways that my mom used it, and she used to sew like small things while I was a child. And that's how she knows these things. And when I decided to experience this kind of materials for the first time, she was the one who gave me information that, like, what kind of fabric should I use. And then she taught me how can I understand the material of each fabric, what kind of pigments should I buy, what is the process of dyeing, and the little things that I should consider in the process of dyeing. And then because the fabric pieces that I'm working with are large, it was really difficult to dye them by myself, and I didn't have a studio space while I was in Tehran, so we decided to do it together in our backyard. And because it was during the summer, it was really easy to hang the fabric and let it dry, and the only space that I had to start my, you know, like, idea of creating hanging installations were in our garage in our backyard. So that's how it started.
And tell me, that's so exciting. So that's I love the involvement of your mother in this, you know, in these fabrics and how you're working with them and dyeing them. Can we talk a little bit about the upcoming show, the Border Project space, and what you would be making for that show?
Sure. The upcoming solo show in Border Project will be next fall. I hope everything changes until then. Who knows? But I'm trying to stay positive. And the idea for that solo show will be in regards to the concept of lost landscape. A lot of things has happened since last fall in Iran, and it just grabbed my attention that I'm not physically present there anymore. And then I started to think about how the landscape looks like while I'm not there. So
the landscape of Tehran, your hometown,
yes,
you mean?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And because some changes has happened, a rise up happened, and then airplane crashed, and then now Tehran is also dealing with coronaviruses, and the situation is not really good there. So I think these changes made some changes, and I'm not present there. So currently I'm researching about this idea, and I'm digging into the concept. It's not finalized yet, but this is what I'm on.
So sorry, but tell me again about the concept. It's the idea of what your hometown looks like.
Yeah, what the landscape looks like while I'm not there.
So it's the landscape that we imagine when we're thinking of home?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And how will that, so that's the theme for this show?
Yes, exactly. Because, I always feel I'm in between, and especially the first year of being here was very tough for me, because every day I had a feeling that I have a part, but it's invisible here, and the only one who knows that is just me. I can't show it to the people in the new environment, and this and thinking and talking with two languages and getting stuck in between translation and, you know, losing the meaning in between of them became a kind of like challenge. And I'm always thinking about physicality and non-physicality, absent and present. And the first 2 years of being here, I was thinking a lot about the changes in the new environment, in the new landscape that I am living now, without mountains, no levels. It's quite different. I feel sky is higher here, and the color of everything is different. Sometimes it's really overwhelming me. And then now it's been almost 3 years that I'm here, and now I'm thinking how the landscape looks like while I'm not at home. A kind of like being in between of these two landscapes is my everyday challenge.
And yeah, that's of course is a challenge of just being away from home, right? You miss home, but you've chosen to be away, and there's this kind of a disconnect. So in terms of the work itself, how will it reflect those landscapes? I mean, what I've seen from past work of yours, there are these kind of hangings of fabric that seem to have layers of color that looks almost like a landscape. But what are you thinking for this show? Is it something similar? What will it look like, actually?
Actually, I think since I moved, like little by little, the source of inspiration has changed and became more internal. For the upcoming group show, I will present an installation piece, and for the border project, I think it's gonna have some stuff in common, but definitely some changes, because I really wanna play with the present and absent.
So tell me a little bit about that. And you say an installation, but what will be in that installation? There will be hangings, and I would like to know how you're going
actually,
to play
I
with
can,
absence.
Yeah, actually, I can explain more about the piece that I will present in the group show, because for my solo show, I'm still researching, and it still is not, like, finalized. But for the installation piece that I will, I'm preparing for that, I did a research based on mountains in Iran, and I ended up to focus on Mount Kaf. Zakaria al-Ghazmini published The Wonder of Creation in the 13th century in early modern Islamic society. According to that, the earth is considered flat and surrounded by a series of mountains, including Mount Kaf. Mount Kaf is a mysterious mountain renowned as the farthest point of the earth and could never be reached. Also, in Persian literature, it is the nest of Simurgh, and it's emerald green and the sun rises above it. I hand-dyed a group of cotton ropes in green, blue, and yellow with various thickness. Then I unwoven the ropes and tied them together like spider net, and then attached them together. The peak of mountain is yellow with the thinnest rope, and the full hills are green and blue with thicker ropes. At the end, I created a big piece of upside down mountain, and it will be hanging from the ceiling, and I imagine the audience will be able to walk around the installation piece, and the negative spaces between the ropes will create an atmosphere of illusion. My aim is to construct a mobile landscape in a contained physical space where the audience feels the environment shifting.
Okay, so that sounds beautiful, and I have a sense of that, but it all draws from that book that you mentioned that I've never heard of it, but that's a very early piece of almost like a geographic world view, right? That book sounds fascinating, and that's what you're interested in, that particular book or story?
Actually, the idea of the Mount Kaf is more interesting for me because it has all the facts that is important, and I feel it here, like being unattainable in a farthest point, and when I'm thinking about my location here compared to my hometown, it's that I'm very far from. I can't travel there now, so I'm unattainable, and I think it has all the facts to lead me towards to create an imaginary mountain piece.
I see. Yeah, that's very beautiful. So it's this place that, I mean, in the story or the mountain itself is as though a place you can never get to.
And yeah, that, exactly.
And that's how your, and just correct me if I'm wrong, but that's how your memory of home is. It's a memory, but it's not quite what it is, and it's a place that you can't completely get to, almost the way our childhood is a memory, but a place we can't get to. Is that correct or no?
You know, a kind of like, it's a kind of like thinking about home, but the way that I'm thinking about memory, I think memory is the border between reality and non-reality. You can remember it, but it doesn't have physicality. It becomes like a shadow following the object while the object disappears. That's how do I feel about it. And that's how am I feeling about my memories, because they're becoming like disappeared during the time.
Mm. Yeah, that's clear. And so that's in the group show, and in the upcoming show, there'll also be an installation. And you said there was one other element that you're working on beside the installation, which, if I remember correctly, you said had to do with borders in particular.
It is based on language, actually, and voice. I call this group of work the landscape of my voice, and the idea of creating landscape based on language and voice has started since I need to think and talk in two languages in my daily life. And actually, after my first year of graduate school, I went to Mexico City as a part of Soma Summer Artist Residency Program, and I experienced mountain differently. Instead of seeing mountain as a view, I lived on a mountain. Actually, the altitude of Mexico City is 2 times higher than Tehran. And during those 2 months, altitude and gravity and function of up and downs leads me towards the frequency of voice. And I was thinking that you can hear the sound, but it doesn't have any visual image. I wrote 2 poems, Blue Sky in Farsi, in the first year of being here, and Gravity in English while I was in Mexico. And then when I came back, I recorded my voice with an audio software, and the image of the frequency range of my voice and the silence between that looks like up and downs and creates a mountainous landscape. I printed those lines on transparent sheets with black ink, and each line had a different thickness. It was pinned parallel to the wall, and recently I decided to draw them on the glass and angle them on a shelf. You can barely see the lines on the glass, but the shadow on the wall from the drawn lines is more pronounced. There is a kind of transition from almost invisible to visible, and the space between the glass and the wall is where I dwell between 2 words, one present and the other absent.
Layla, one more thing before we go also. I know you're having a group show this summer. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. It's a group show at El Gavamir Gallery in New York, curated by Roya Khajavi. And the theme of the show is based on all the stories, tales, music, manuscripts, and Persian miniature.
And I want to ask you one more question about what you're reading. I'm always curious, what are you reading at the moment?
So I have two books in my reading list currently. One is In Phrase of Shadows by Tanya Zaki, and the other one is Mont Analogue by Rene Dormer.
Leila, I want to thank you so much for talking with me today. I appreciate your time and look forward to your show this fall.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.